Neil, what do you take from that game?
Can't take a lot now. And we tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to get players over the line this week. And we're hitting a brick wall with money. I've lost Potts. I've lost Donoghue at half-time. I've lost Vincent. I've lost Gribbin. I've lost Linney. I've lost DeGrooch. I've lost Armstrong. It's impossible. And now I've lost Halls next week. You know, it's hard. It's really hard. And I've got to pick the lads up. We're going Belgium. We've got to get ready for Stalybridge next week.
I mean, we'll come to preparations for this week and what's going to happen. But, I mean, I think that on Tuesday, a lot of us, well, certainly the radio team, were expecting a performance like this on Tuesday. And that kind of, a performance like we had at Guy's, it doesn't happen week in, week out. No. It takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of sap out of the players. That said, the first half started really well for FC United.
Got a score. Dante's got a score. We did all right, but we huffed and puffed, and then we lose Donners at half-time. Adam Dodd's my best player. Second half, he comes on for, 17 minutes? He's the best player. Griffiths has to score. Has to score at 0-0.
We started the day, obviously, with Potts getting injured. I mean, how much of that second half was to do with Donoghue going off at half-time? I mean, I think it's... I mean, it was blatantly obvious, really. We lost a lot of drive there when Donoghue
you lose your attacking players like Linney Gribbin, then you lose Donoghue. You know, it's so hard. And I think people think players are hung up on the back of an anger at someone's door. You know, this fan who come behind and said, where do you want us to keep getting them from? But unfortunately, they're not going to sit in the 18 because they're not on contract. They don't know... We've just lost 7 or 8 players, and this is not turning around in a week. So if I go and find another a Gribbin or a Linney or a Donoghue, it's hard. But we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying. It's 12 games to go. We'll keep trying.
What's the update on Donoghue? and Potts, for that matter?
Fatigue.
And that's pretty obvious, wasn't it, based on what happened on Tuesday?
Potsy was fit Thursday. Calf today. Obviously, Gribbin, it's going to look like he's going out for a year. But, you know, you get criticised for loan players, and then two of the best loan players we've had, DeGrucci's on the bench for Doncaster today.
Yeah.
Finn Armstrong's going to start it for Curzon today. They've won, so, you know, we're doing something right, but it's hard when they all disappear at one go, and then you come away to Lancaster where you get two set pieces and the Beatles 2-0, so it says a lot about us really today. But I thought we were two to the second half. I thought we'd just give up. Well, you know, that's nothing to do. I don't care if you've got 11 free shirts out there. I thought our senior players didn't do enough.
I was going to mention about the senior players because, you know, Lancaster can't, not too far off in a simple position at the minute with players out of position and stuff like that. But one thing they have got is Norris, they've got Evangelinos, and they've got Cowperthwaite. And
Norris is my age, and he's still running around.
It's incredible, isn't it? But in the second half, we've lost Donoghue, we've lost Ennis, we're just relying on Griffiths, basically, and Palinkas in midfield.
Ennis has played too many games, but, you know, the plan wasn't to be playing that many games, but he is. Palinkas has done a job in midfield, but he's not a midfielder.
He was Paul's standout player.
Probably was. No, it's going to be a difficult week, and now we've, like I said, we're going to go next Saturday with no Halls now. So it's not going to get any easier, but we'll keep trying, we'll keep working hard. Brian will be out and about and on the phone all week and trying to get lads in and, you know, see what we can do.
The good news is,
is it sunshine in Belgium?
Well, I assume so. You can have waffles and ice cream in Belgium anyway, it's lovely. But Stalybridge on Saturday, I mean, Stalybridge have had similar problems to what we've got and what Lancaster have got. It can have a galvanising effect, can't it? Like we have seen Stalybridge over the last month.
It can. And listen, it is what it is now. You know, the future of the football club is more important than me standing here moaning about having no money. You know, we know where we are. If you went to the AGM, you know, we didn't get the whole budget that we wanted this year, boost the budget. You know, we've had the 3-point deduction. We've had a few things that have gone against us, and now the injuries and suspensions. But it does, you know, one thing's for sure is that I'm not giving up, and Brian won't give up, and I know the lads won't give up. Today's a massive, devastating setback for me. It's massive. I think I'm distraught tonight. That's as low as I've felt for a long time. But then on the flip side of that, I felt sorry for some of the lads out there when you're throwing the young lads out there and 18-year-olds and they're trying, but they're getting thrown around, and I think you saw that with the front line that finished, you know, with Guy Hall, with Sam, with Josiah and Matty. You know, they're all 18, 19.
And they're running around.
They're trying, but, you know, they're not season pros at this level, you know, and that's what's going to hurt you. But if you want to get the season pros at the top end of the pitch and the other end of the pitch, you're writing out big checks for them.
Let's end the interview on this note. I mean, football is a weird sport because, you know, at the start of the day you can be on a high and then at the end of the day you can be on a low. But we have to remember, this is the same week the Geisler game happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was pretty special.
And that was with 10 men as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it was an uphill challenge on Tuesday night. I remember speaking to you before that game.
It was
just we pulled a rabbit out of the hat. But yeah. nothing's changed, really.
It's frustrating, Ben. So we had some shouts today, and I think we've had some of the best footballers through the door this season. We were doing so well, and we've got to go and find the next one, you know, and that takes time. And if someone's got one eye in a shoe cupboard or something, then we want to know. But it's going to take time. We've got to just go and find the next lot of gems between now and the end of the season, and I'm sure that we will do.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us in difficult circumstances. Yeah. But like I said, we're in that game up until it just became a bridge too far with all the players going off. But thank you for joining us, and enjoy Belgium.
Waffles and
ice cream.
Cheers, Ben.
And I'll see you Saturday.
Bye.
See you soon.